This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
News stories have been filled with statistics about police shootings. Although many of the statistics seem contradictory, they are remarkably consistent when you dig deeper. Let's start with facts that everyone can agree on. There is a statistical disparity. African Americans represent 13% of the American population, but 26% of the people killed by police are black. Many political candidates and even members of Black Lives Matter often stop with that statistic and don't consider a more relevant baseline. Heather McDonald, in her new book, The War on Cops, reminded my radio audience that according to the Bureau of Justice Statistics, blacks were charged with 57% of murders and 45% of assaults. Another group we should consider are cop killers. These are men who present a lethal threat to police. According to FBI data, about 43% are black. In fact, law enforcement officers are killed by blacks at a rate 2.5 times higher than the rate at which blacks are killed by police. Consider the study by Dr. Roland Fryer, Harvard professor of economics. As an African American, he said he was angry about the deaths of Michael Brown and Freddie Gray and decided to collect data to understand what was happening in the streets of America. He and his research team examined 1,300 shootings. He found no evidence of racial bias when it came to lethal force. If anything, he found that blacks were slightly less likely to be killed. Roland Fryer admitted that this conclusion is the most surprising result of my career. For example, when looking at the issue of shoot or don't shoot, he found that officers in Houston were about 20% less likely to shoot suspects if the suspect was black. It is worth noting that he did find evidence of bias when it came to non-lethal force. You know, these latest statistics illustrate that many of the slogans used in protests simply are not true. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Based on the incredible true story and best-selling book from Paramount Pictures and PureFlix comes Same Kind of Different as Me, rated PG-13, in theaters October 20th.